Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I will never get duped again.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We had a super chat from Jay Capenia.
Yeah, $1.99.
I think he's the gentleman that got the knock. He either got the shoes or the knockout spot. Anyway, he said maybe Curry's going to be in the WNBA, NBA three-point contest. I don't know if they're having that this year or not.
Oh, yeah, they did it last year,
yeah,
right?
I seem to remember.
Man.
Something vague.
Go ahead, team buddy. For me, Buddy Hield.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, I just noticed Ken came in.
Yeah, Big Ken.
Yeah, it looks like he may have gotten a haircut. You want to make a disparaging remark about it?
It was not disparaging.
I'm just wondering if you want to do it again.
No. Evan,
take a look at him. Maybe you will want to criticize it.
It's coming in, my man. Right. He looks clean.
Yeah, you look sharp.
Yeah.
You look sharp. We're talking about Jimmy Butler. What else? All right, I'm going to do it one time. I'm going to do it one time. One time. One time.
Two,
Hank Stram.
That's my guy.
Tomorrow night, the debut of Jimmy Buckets.
My man.
There it is.
Yeah. Look at you glowing, too.
Oh, yeah.
Dude's a baller.
Oh, he's a baller.
If I could just fix
your
program your mouth not to say 35 is age and just focus on the basketball.
It's going to be 36 in about 4 days.
Dude, I'm excited, man.
I know you are. I know you are.
And it better get off to a better start than Zach LaVine and the Kings. And nobody mentioning Doug Christie these days.
Watch out for the Blazers!
That could be your biggest victory lap. They are coming, Steiny. 2.5 behind the Dubs, right?
Oh, boy. Warriors got to get hot soon. Let's go to Reginald in Houston. Reginald called earlier this week, and he was solid. What's up, Reginald? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, and thank you for remembering me.
Absolutely.
I wanted to call back. It touched base because I know I touched a lot of nerves when I mentioned incompetence.
Yeah.
And again, it was on full display. It was on full display. Both of you gentlemen are very intelligent. Now think about this just for a second. Why would you go after Kevin Durant knowingly this man was in the perfect situation and he walked away from the Warriors due to his ego. That's why he walked away. Second question. They talk about Joe Lacob. Joe, you're your greatest enemy. Your ego. because you had an opportunity to make the necessary moves during the off seasons, but you refused to leave Dunleavy alone, and you handcuffed him. Now, you briefly mentioned about the Kings struggling.
Yep.
You trade away one of your best players, and De'Aaron Fox is one of the top point guards in the league. You have no point guard. So this is why Sacramento is struggling. Mm. And my last, Draymond, did you finally get your wake-up call? Did you finally realize after all these years that LeBron has simply been playing you and using you? He showed you last night what he really, really thinks about you. He not only clowned you, but he clowned your team. I find it interesting, after every game that they've played against one another, they've always hugged one another after the game. Didn't see that last
I didn't
night.
Either. Well, I didn't see it, Steiny.
Did you get your wake-up call, Draymond? LeBron cares about one person. LeBron cares about LeBron. He cares about Clutch Sports, and he cares about his inner circle. That's it. What's the old saying? You keep your enemies closer, and that's what he did. That's what he did for Draymond. And my last thing, and I want you guys, and I got a problem with what you just said about complaining about Steph not being in a 3-point contest. I got to ask.
Okay.
What more do you want from him? He's been in the league for 16 years. Anything and everything that people have asked from him,
yeah,
he's done. He doesn't complain. He shows up and give 1,000% every game. He's been the perfect spokesperson and role model for this organization. You know that he's not. You know he's injured.
Yeah,
this is the perfect time to take off. But you're in your feelings because he won't participate in the 3-point contest. What do you want from him next?
I'll say this. Yeah. No, you're on one. This is phenomenal. I'll say this.
Love you, Reggie. Yeah, don't be a stranger, yeah,
Reggie's
my man.
The man. But, Steiny, to that point, I swear I looked for the hug. I didn't see it.
Draymond, go bye-bye.
But to Reggie's point, Draymond is a clutch client, Steiny. So you can make an argument, and I'm not going to say, he's in LeBron's circle already. But that was interesting. But Curry has a chance to re-injure this thumb in the actual game that he'll be playing in, as opposed to the 3-point contest. And I'm a sports romantic. I don't hide from it. There's nothing better than when you see Jordan or some of the greats win the contest, or they get MVP in their home yard or win the dunk contest. So that's where I was coming from, Reg.
Yeah.
But I got to defend Lakeup against Reg real quick. Lakeup tried to do everything this offseason, unless we really find out intel. Pods was untouchable, and that prevented them from landing somebody. Because there's a story out there now that they could have got LaVine, but the Warriors didn't want to get off of Pods. I don't know if that's legit.
No, remember, I thought it was for Chris Paul. It was Chris Paul and Wiggins, I thought.
No, it was LaVine for Pods. That's what I was telling you last. Well, you were making your rounds yesterday. Where's Steiny?
Derek in Toronto. What's up, Derek? How you doing?
How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
You know, for the first time, I'm actually agreeing with Steiny. In a league where athletic two-way wings are the most important thing, they've traded away a 29-year-old two-way wing for a 35-year-old malcontent who's injured often. I just don't understand the move.
Well, what were your thoughts on the team as is before the move? Because hemorrhaging.
I thought that they were actually playing better before Kuminga went down.
Mm.
I thought Wiggins was probably the most consistent player on the team. I just don't understand. And I thought that Schroeder was actually acclimating himself to the team.
I kind of did, too. In fact, I remember saying, hopefully they'll keep Schroeder after the deadline because I think he's starting to fit in a little bit. Appreciate the call, Derek. You're not the only one.
I won't dare say Wiggins wasn't playing his best basketball, because that he was, Donnie.
Like, I was just thinking, we just got to talking about Curry's thumb. And maybe, what if his thumb, what if he's got ligament damage? And I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Now that would be.
Could you imagine? Like, Curry's got to sit a month.
That's a nightmare.
Right. Right. And they got three guys who we got to worry about now, health wise. And I said this: on the text thread. I noticed you guys didn't get back to me. If at any time,
oh gosh,
in the next 2 years, Butler, Curry, or Draymond, you know, they get hurt for a month or two, let's say 2 months, please don't act surprised. Can you promise me that?
Right. When Draymond's already missed some time.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
you're not necessarily going out on a limb with that.
Well, exactly. But that's my point.
Yeah.
Is the first thing the Warriors have to do now with 31 games left is Steph, Draymond, and Butler got to play 25 of them each, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, they gotta start playing. Let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Steve Bolpet coming up in about 5 minutes. Covers the NBA for HeavyOnSports.com. What's going on, Christian? How you doing, man?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Man, I missed you last night, but I had a game. So
it's all good, baby.
It's all good. It's all good.
Guru, get ready to smile, because this Jimmy Butler disrespect is crazy.
Wow.
Dude, and Steiny, you're right about one thing. It's on curve, but you're wrong about the youngsters. Now they know where they're going. It's basically saying, Podzinski, you're the back, you're point guard in 3 years. Kuminga, go show us, and we're going to sign you, and it's your team. Mm. He's a legit number three now. Wiggins, never you could give him the ball in the post and say, get a bucket? We're 500 in clutch games. Man. Jimmy Butler, go in the post, get a bucket. Now you see the youngsters flying around. Kuminga, come here, set me a screen. He turns into Stoudemire. Like, we're going to win a championship before Jimmy Butler leaves. The disrespect on Jimmy Butler.
Oh, preach. How much money you got on you, Christian?
Oh,
how much money
about
you got?
The spacing
how
now.
Much money you got in your wallet right now, Christian?
Arnie, I put up 30 when I played D3 when I transferred down. I'll bet anything
first
you
want. First of all, hey,
look at D3 versus D3.
There ain't a player in D3 who scores 30 a game.
D3. It's a D2 champion in San Francisco State, 94-95.
Oh,
and I went down to D3 because my coach wouldn't change. Kerr needs to change. That's what Steiny's right about.
Oh, no. Were you one of those? Hey, Christian, were you one of those guys that went to college, didn't play, and then transferred because the coach didn't like you?
No, I was one of those guys that was so good. The coach came to recruit my best friend in the gym in Hunters Point, and I didn't play high school. And he was like, who's that guy?
Look at him. Put some respect.
And I didn't pay a D3 at Brooklyn College. I came home with $3,500 for gold my junior year to go play pro in Australia. Stop it, Steiny. I will destroy you.
How tall are you?
You're killing me.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Oh, my God. I would take you into the block and just go to work.
I got a big ass.
I got a big ass. Thanks, Christian. Hey, all in good fun, my man.
Yeah, and another element of Jimmy Butler, Wiggins does it occasionally and makes them, but he lives in the paint on that post too at times.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Donnie, so that's another dimension
For Jimmy,
yeah, and the team.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's get to Steve Bolpet. He's a senior NBA columnist at Heavy on Sports, and he worked for the Boston Herald for decades, covering the Boston Celtics since the mid-80s. Steve, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm just, you know, living the dream.
There it is.
You and me, Steve. Appreciate it, my man. Let me ask you this, and I know you're on the East Coast, and I always love to get a different perspective. What's your take on the Warriors acquiring Jimmy Butler for Wiggins and a few other players and then extended him $110 million for the next 2 years?
Wow. Look, the Warriors, I'm sure as you're aware, have been trying to make a large move for a few years now, a couple of years anyway. And, I think this one gives them the proverbial puncher's chance. But I was thinking about it, and I kind of liken it to like a band that was like, you know, greatest in the world, winning all the Grammys, and all of a sudden a couple of guys drop off the band and they're trying to, you know, yeah, they go on the road for a tour and you still want to see them, but, you know, it's not quite the same.
Speaking of not quite the same, Curry's having some struggles just, you know, in regard to efficiency. Steve, can you share with us from afar just your take on, because if any of this is going to work, Steph's going to have to ball. What have you seen from him? You know, is he the same Steph? Anything different in your eyes from how you view Steph Curry?
No, I mean, Steph Curry, I do not doubt ever. The kind of work, I've written a couple of stories about the kind of work he puts in. You know, there was a game a few years ago where they came into Boston from Indiana, and I was talking to him after a practice, and I had to wait for him because he was getting up a bunch of shots. And here's, like, when I've spoken to teams, even my own college, I said, look, this guy, he went out afterwards, after practice, and put up like 250 three-pointers. So, you know, it's like it's not like he forgot how to shoot on the flight from Indianapolis to Boston. So when talent puts in that kind of work, talent will always come out. I think if you look at anything dropping off with him, I'd say it's the situation around him. You know, Steph runs off picks, gets open, makes shots, and guys have to be, you know, on the same page. And maybe there's been a little less of that.
Steve Bolpet joining us on 95.7 The Game, HeavyOnSports.com. Covered the Celtics for decades in Boston. Let me ask you this. Jimmy Butler spent a lot of his career in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, one way you could look at this is maybe the two of the most volatile personalities in the league are now going to be in the same locker room. From what you know about Jimmy Butler, how do you view the situation of now Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green are teammates?
You know, personal injury attorneys are standing by. No, I look, that can be a good thing. I mean, let's go way back to the Oakland days, you know, say that with a smile. You know, the old 70s days, they were always going crazy, battling each other, you know. But out of that came victories. And I think you could see something similar here if it gets people's heart rate going again.
In regard to expectations with this move, Steve, prior to the Warriors not having Jimmy Butler, what are your expectations now that they got him? Because right now, today, they're on the outside looking in of the play-in tournament.
Well, just remember one thing. You know, if they once they get in the play-in or the final eight, as far as home court advantage goes, you have to win one game on the road, and then you have home court advantage. So, you know, again, as long as they can get themselves moved up and get their chemistry together to a reasonable extent in the next month or two, then, you know, they'll be in decent enough shape. Again, they have the puncher's chance. When you got guys like that, the questions would be, do you have enough talent to make it a two-minute game? Mm. And if you can make it a two-minute game, do you have the players who can win a two-minute game? And certainly to the latter, the answer is yes.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Steve Bolpet joining us on 95.7 The Game, senior NBA columnist at Heavy on Sports. Let me go around the league a little bit with you, Steve, because you've been covering this league for decades. And the Doncic for Davis trade, I thought it felt like a trade out of 1987 where nobody knew about it. And then the paper came in the morning and you found out about a trade from the previous night. Was it as unique a deal for you as for the league? Did it take you by surprise?
Yeah, it took me by surprise in that it happened. It didn't take me by surprise in that I was certainly, I think a lot of people were certainly aware that Dallas was really mulling over its situation. You know, the people I've talked to in Dallas since have said, look, you know, this makes their window smaller. But the question they had to ask was, did they have a window before this? I mean, they got themselves to the finals last year. They beat, they came and beat some teams that probably weren't ready yet for that next stage. And they have to wonder, like, and the big thing comes down to, they had to ask, did they trust Luka Doncic, a guy that, you know, wasn't really excited about playing defense and wasn't really excited about staying in shape? He wasn't that way now. Would they be able to trust him more if they gave him a few hundred million dollars?
Yeah.
Steve, I love my partner here. We've been riding together for 7 long years. And one thing I know about him, Steve, he's not big on nicknames. But can you share with us the intel that went into you nicknaming my guy the Mets?
Well, it's his last name, dude. Are you gonna play the song that the baseball team stole from you?
And you know what, Goo? How about this? Sometimes I used to call Steve Pet. Because his name's
now there you go. There you go.
There you go.
Hey, real quick, Steve.
I'm a blue-eyed Greek boy from Boston, so I prefer to be known as the Big Lamb Chop.
I love it. Well, Big Lamb Chop, I'm going to ask you about what's going on in the nation's capital, Sacramento. 2 years ago, they got Coach Mike Brown. He's Coach of the Year. This year, we hear some noise. De'Aaron Fox wants to get out, and Vamoose, Stevie's gone. What's going on in Sacramento with that trade and how Vivek let De'Aaron Fox get out of there that fast?
This is one that bothered me from the moment they let Mike Brown go. You know, you've got a good coach there. You've got they had a good situation last year, but all of a sudden some people get a little bit unhappy. They get all up in their feelings about how things are going and about how they're being coached. I think that situation could have been solved by ownership walking down into the locker room, pointing to Mike Brown and say, he's staying. You guys got to ask yourselves what you're doing, but he's staying here. And I think, you know, once you give somebody an out and or give them an excuse in a marriage, in a relationship, then, you know, things are going to fall apart.
Mm. Yeah, Steve, I'm looking at the standings in the Eastern Conference. Boston sitting at 2, 36-16, 5.5 behind Cleveland. What you see out of Boston this year, Steve, is it kind of the normal malaise after a championship, or do you think Cleveland or somebody else has action in the East?
Well, put it this way here. The Celtics, I think it's kind of a malaise thing with the Celtics, but if they keep in their heads the idea, oh, we'll just turn it on when we want to, and we'll beat Cleveland whenever we feel like it, then they will be in for a really rude and ugly awakening. The Cavaliers are real. The additions they made, you know, DeAndre Hunter is going to be a good addition for that team, and you know they've got size. And look, the danger if you're the Celtics is this: you know, you have to be afraid that you're building up some bad habits, and that when you get to the point where you need to be locked in, are you a fraction of a split second slower to get into what you need to? Is it not fully on the computer chip for you? And that's the stuff, that's the kind of hesitation or whatever that can get you beat. Look, the Celtics, you know, a few years ago, I know there are Warrior people that were surprised in a little bit of a way that they beat the Celtics in the finals. You know, they were concerned about Boston's ability, but they took it to the Celtics, and the Celtics kind of collapsed on themselves. And that was the Warriors and their professionalism and their toughness pushing them over the edge. So I've felt for a few years now that one of the teams, maybe the team most capable of beating the Celtics, is the Celtics. And the fact that they show a propensity for perhaps doing that, you know, that should scare them.
Hey, Steve, do you got any confidence in Milwaukee? I know they swapped out Middleton for Kuzma, made some moves around the edges, but do you give Giannis and Dame and Doc Rivers a shot at all in the East?
I think the Bucks were eliminated from Eastern Conference contention the day that the Portland Trail Blazers traded Drew Holiday to the Celtics.
Wow.
It's like you traded for Dame Lillard. You wanted to put some more firepower next to Giannis, but it really hurt your defense to do that. And then you didn't look ahead and say, if we give Drew Holiday to the Blazers, they're in rebuild. They're not going to keep him. What are they going to do with him? They didn't see the chessboard. But when Drew Holiday comes to Boston, that's a better version of Marcus Smart. And, you know, look, I am stunned that Drew Holiday has played for this many teams. You know, like I could see it with a Dennis Schroeder, but not a Drew Holiday. This guy is nails, and he does what you need to do. And in an NBA where guys, you know, have such quick access to the pleasure points with social media and this and that, there's a guy that's in your dressing room that will do what you need him to do when you need him to do it. No questions, move on. Go worry about somebody else.
He's a Hall of Famer in my book, Steve. Drew Holiday.
I mean, if you're a basketball freak, if you just watch this guy play, you know, how can you not appreciate his game? You know, I think that move really hurt the Bucks, and Middleton coming back. This was a great trade for the Bucks for Kuzma. Middleton, his ankles, he wasn't able to play defense the way they needed him to. And Kuzma, you know, I know the Bucks looked at it like, hey, we get Kuzma here, you know, and have Giannis, glaring at him if he does something stupid. That's going to keep him more in line, and you're going to get the best out of Kyle Kuzma.
Mm. Hey, Steve, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time, and we're just two guys still hanging in there, you and me.
Living the dream.
All right, man. Take care, Steve.
Take care, bro.
All right. Steve Ballpet, heavy on sports.com, longtime Boston Celtics beat writer. And I think he's based out of D.C. right now. But said the Warriors giving themselves a puncher's chance.
And he said a two-minute game, Stoney. And I think they got two dudes in 2 minutes that we know they can close in Curry and Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And I said nation's capital, state capital. I caught that.
Well, you caught it too late.
Right. But I caught it. I looked it up.
Let me know when we have that, Evan.
Now, see.
Thank you. Let's go to Alexander in Chicago. Alexander, how you doing, man? What's going on?
What's going on, Sonya and Guru, hey, man? Thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it looked like I got my wish in Quentin Post. Y'all remember I called about Quentin Post?
Yeah.
It looked like I got my wish, man. But
Let's go, man.
I was just calling, man, to talk about the Jimmy Butler situation. First of all, I love it.
All right.
The second thing is, we got to look at the circumstances, right? 2023, Jimmy Butler led Miami to the finals against the Boston Celtics in the AC. Now, we all could understand that that's going to take a lot of work and wear and tear on a superstar if they have to go through a playoff series and play that hard to get you that deep into an NBA championship game. And Jimmy Butler was able to do that. Second following year, you go back to the playoffs again, and then you lose in the first round because he had an injury. But my whole situation is Jimmy Butler been in a situation similar to what Curry's in right now, where the man has literally had to do everything. Mm. And I want to thank Pat Riley. I want to thank Pat Riley for being so simple-minded and saying, "Oh well, the heck with what Jimmy Butler got to say about us bringing another superstar in. We got enough to get it done with who we have. So we're not going to trade you and give you what you want, and we're not going to bring in a superstar. You just basically running this man into the ground. You don't want to bring him no help, and you don't want to pay him. And so now, it's like now he got this narrative, well, Jimmy Butler's too old, and Jimmy Butler don't play enough, and Jimmy Butler shows his tail wherever he is. I don't want to hear the too old stuff. LeBron James dropped 40 points last night against the Warriors, and he all of 40 years old. Jimmy Butler, he takes care of his body on the same level that LeBron James does.
Appreciate the call, Alexander.
Oh, pro Jimmy.
I'm not 6'9", 260, though.
Well, I'll give you that. Not many of
like,
that.
I don't know what Butler has left, but it's tough for me to compare anybody to LeBron James or Tom Brady when they're just a complete and utter anomaly.
Mm.
I mean, LeBron did something last night that nobody other than Jordan has done, which is score 40 when you're 40 years old. So, all right, here's your shot to play Knockout at Chase Center. I'm going to give you a keyword, and I want you to make a note of that keyword, and then at some point in the next hour, we're going to play this sounder. We're going to play this sounder. And when you hear that sounder, the keyword is pick, as in pick and roll, as in few people run the pick and roll, as well as Steph Curry. So the word is pick. When you hear the sounder later on in the hour, you call the contest line. I'll give you that number. And then the first caller is registered for Knockout. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What do you got? Oh, what did I miss?
I was about to just go back to the Milwaukee thing. That trading for Dame, and I appreciate everything Dame has done, Stoney, for Jrue Holiday, man, has been a nightmare and enabled Boston to probably start their dynasty run. It's already culminated in a title, but man, that hurt. I don't know what they were thinking. Or taking him for granted.
That's what happens when you listen to players. That was Giannis. Please.
You didn't ask me, but I'll tell you. If I had a gun to my head, he is the next guy that's going to buck, and no pun intended,
nice,
and try to get up out of Dodge.
Okay.
Yeah. Because this, they're going to get bounced.
Well, that's the one thing that I found interesting is, I noticed in a lot of the stories today that the Warriors are saying, and we can still pull off a big move in the offseason. Like, I don't somebody's going to have to explain that one to me.
Right, right.
I mean, they really are, because that sounds difficult unless you're going to move Butler or Curry. But that's just me.
What do you guys do you guys think about this?
Yeah.
With the whole trade going down, the Warriors essentially traded Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins for 36-year-old Jimmy Butler. Like, the two guys that they gave big contracts to after the championship, way after, down the line, turned into a 36-year-old you just paid $112 million to.
Evan, I don't like the trade when you say it like that.
It's an awful trade
when you say it like that. I don't like it. But as they were, man, I mean, that caller, I know you guys are foo-fooing what he did, Steiny. 2023, you got some good players. He was everything.
So how about this?
All right, like, that's a hell of a
feat, finally,
man.
Put to bed. You finally stopped saying, Steiny, the Warriors won in 2022. And so they've got it. I'll tell you what, I'll give you 1 year with this Jimmy Butler in 2023
thing. It's a fact, though, man.
Oh, it's a fact.
If he's ready, Steiny, hopefully he can change their... And they have no room for error starting tomorrow night in the Shy.
Yeah.
Trades are hard.
Oh, shoot.
Who we got?
Oh, no, I didn't do it yet.
You got the shout-out.
Yeah, let me do that right now. Right. I'm just going to do it right now.
Because they showed up.
So last night we were at
Tipsy
Putt, all-new Bay Street in Emeryville, place called Tipsy Putt. We had a watch party there, watched the Warriors claw back into it last night, and a bunch of people came out, and I just want to recognize them. Say thank you to all you guys. Steven in Emeryville. He had his son, Sage, and I also met his buddy at the bar, Steve's buddy, but I can't remember his name. Ernie Chavez in the house with his buddy Brandon.
Yeah, P1.
Brandon, not Brendan. Thank you to Dre, who I knew from way back in the day.
Yeah.
One of our favorites, Alnetta, was there.
The beautiful Alnetta.
Yes, I'd like to say a special thank you to Thomas, otherwise known as Trophy T, on the chat. He came last night, and he was also a gentleman who 4 years ago, when I would park at the West Oakland BART, I would park in his neighborhood, and he would always keep an eye on my car.
He told me that story.
Yeah, so thank you, Thomas, for coming out. Butkus, thanks for coming out. Eric Page, along with your son, Tom.
Oh, man.
He has another son, Kevin, I left a message for. He said, any chance you can leave a message for Kevin?
Wow.
My other son, who's not here, and I...
You didn't mess it up?
No, I actually threw a couple expletives in there, like, hey, Kevin, where are you? Big John from Oakland, and the night wouldn't have been complete without Sharika.
Our girl. Yeah.
She was dynamite.
We're going to call her Kodak, because she takes a lot of pictures.
She does. There was one more person out there, and he's going to join us right now on 95.7 The Game by the name of Philmo Mike.
Mike, baby!
Philmo Mike was in Emeryville last night. What's up, Philmo? Thanks for coming out last night, man.
Oh, man, it was lit, man. I appreciate the ambiance. Jeff was in the building. I was trying to see Carter. Carter didn't pull up, but you know, he don't get paid like y'all get paid for them little remotes.
Y'all
get a black bag. Yeah. I ain't gonna talk about that. But anyway, though, speaking of pay, players get paid way too much. I'm sick of players being traded. But no, I'm not even trying to hate on players, but like, players need to be traded for players, not for contracts. And I know it's cool when you swindle the team because they want financial relief, but like, I don't know if it's players getting paid too much. Like, some players aren't where they should be when it comes to their salary.
Wow.
That's all I want to say.
Hey, Mike, before you go, don't bury the lead, man. What about the young lady starting in here and said I look like Russell Wilson?
Oh my God.
Hey, that she said it. I said, okay, we got a chuckle, Steiny.
Wow,
you weren't around.
You kind of do.
Yeah.
You kind of do like Russell.
Oh, boy.
About it. Nah, that's funny. You taking care of future kids.
I can't.
You taking care of future kids, but nah. Anyway, Steiny was looking, got his specs on. He was looking crazy. He was like, man, I couldn't see you pulled up to the station a couple of days ago. But I just want to say, I don't know what the trade going to do, but we definitely made a trade just to make a trade. And, you know, we're going to see what to do. But this is what we lost versus what we gained. We lost youth, a more proven defender. Dennis Schroeder was coming along slowly but surely. But what we gained, we did gain toughness, like mental toughness. We did gain toughness for the short term, but for the long term, I don't think it was a good situation. We had a lot more flexibility, and then that's another thing we lost, was flexibility within the cap and all these dumbass rules that we got when it comes to first and second aprons.
All right, Mike, you're the
man. Take it easy, baby.
Appreciate it again for coming back, coming down last night. Oh, the idea of LeBron playing Draymond.
Man.
I got to say this. I'll be honest with you.
That was our
I'll
guy.
Be honest with you, Goo. If you and I were friends, all right, but we're on different teams, but we're really good friends, and I miss a foul shot, and you do what LeBron did to Draymond, I don't think we're friends.
Wow, man.
I mean, we still are, but like, I thought that was kind of a tool move.
But what message was he sending?
He was trying to get everybody to jeer at Draymond because he missed the foul shot and he was playing to the crowd. He wanted to make him look bad.
Or to the caller's point that brought that up, do you think LeBron was trying to let us know? And I ain't, this is, God knows, it's too far. Like, it ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? That's my dog, but at the end of the day, I'm trying to kick their ass. I don't know.
Yeah, I felt like,
They went small the second half and. Maybe should have thought of that when the game started, but that's too much Monday morning quarterback.
I thought we don't like when they
go small. I'm just saying, they went small and they cut that lead, man.
Yeah, they did.
A little too late.
888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors, they got Jimmy Butler. And how are we feeling about that? Also, we're going to listen to some more sound from Butler and the Warriors about this trade. Also coming up. In the next half hour, we're going to be giving away that spot to play Chase to play at Chase Center game.
And
of knockout.
Don't forget our Super Bowl predictions too, Stani.
Okay.
Yeah, your Eagles.
Yeah, that's. I forgot. I forgot about that Super Bowl week.
Wow, it's
my God.
Dude, the NBA has hijacked it.
Yeah. All right, what's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. That segment brought to you by the all new. Emeryville, Bay Street.
I'm going to ask you about what's going on in the nation's capital, Sacramento. You guys got to put some respect on my gambling.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Shout it out, Big John.
You did. Bilbo Mike texted me, said you forgot. But you
forgot
did.
Forgot who?
About Big John.
I did not forget Big John. Now he's been mentioned four times.
Yeah. And speaking of which, if the Chiefs win, you owe me a lunch.
A beer.
I thought it was a dinner. Trying to be nice. I said lunch. Yeah, it was.
Shut up, Evan.
Against the field. This was a big one. Boy. You and me.
You should have to owe him a dinner.
What?
You got the field.
And people, what a stupid bet, Goo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm that meme right now with the guy pointing at the side of his
dinner.
Head.
Yeah.
Now it's a dinner.
Yeah. Coming up before 1 o'clock, your chance to play knockout at Chase Center. We're giving away another spot between now and 1.
Let's go.
And you think the front office was aligned in this move?
I don't.
I don't either.
And I'm not mad at it.
Oh.
You got levels to everything. You got the assistant. You know, you got the assistant to the assistant, and then you got the big dog. And the big dog, to me, Stani, I really believe Kuminga's future is more secure than ever. I don't know what I'm with you on the money.
Why would you say that?
Because the Logan Murdoch we played about a week and a half ago, the sound of, you know, some of the scouts not knowing or believing if Kuminga actually had the necessary skill set to be consistent enough. But Joe Lacob has always been fixated, and I get why with Jonathan Kuminga. Stani, as soon as he's not hurt, I think he's coming right back in the starting lineup, not only because they need him, but that's like, he's not a project. That's like Joe Lacob's guy, man. And if you talk about, to me, anything about the Warriors and their young studs and whoever hates this deal or their future, it starts and ends with Jonathan Kuminga to me, and I would just be surprised if there was a dollar figure the Warriors felt like they didn't want to meet to let him go after having all this invested in him thus far.
Yeah, I just, I mean, they're going to have two $55-plus million players. And to me, what it signaled is they think, or they are going to put themselves in a position where they can only offer Kuminga a salary starting at like $19
million. So it wouldn't be them coming off cheap, or we don't believe you, this all we got.
Well,
it would almost be like that.
I mean, my understanding right now is they're about 19 under the luxury tax. So if he were to get a contract more than $19 million to start, then they're paying the penalty.
And Evan wasn't here, but when you brought up those numbers by just one Austin Reeves, you had a few examples. I'm not ready to look you in the face and tell you Kuminga should be making a dollar more than a guy that's given the Lakers what Reeves has given the Lakers up until this point.
Yeah, and
I know it doesn't work that way, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think the Warriors have boxed themselves in to... I don't think it's going to be a case of them saying, we don't want Jonathan.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a case of something like Klay Thompson, where...
We don't have it.
They're going to say they don't have the money. And they won't. Like, here's the thing. If the Warriors don't make the playoffs this year, okay?
Now
that'll be 2 years in a row. How can you justify going into the tax if you've missed the playoffs two straight years? See, that's the part that I think is going to be tricky. If you don't make the playoffs, how can you possibly then re-up Kuminga for $30 million when it's going to cost you closer to $60 million with all the penalties?
Yeah, and as it stands now, I think Lake up on his computer, Stani, or his Rubik's Cube was like, Stani, that, I know where we are with outside looking in right now today, but that's the last thing that's going to happen.
Well,
is
that's
we,
right. But you, it could. Right, Joe, you said you were going to win a title last year, and you didn't even make the playoffs, so... Yeah,
but I told you guys
right
at Chris Mullin retirement ceremony that we were going to win, and we got four.
Okay. So.
I got you. If they don't make it, I'm going to be hot. We'll all be hot.
I won't. I won't be hot. I won't be happy.
But you could take a victory lap, you and the people that thought this move was just kind of ho-hum. Like, it'll be really, what are you doing?
I don't think it's ho-hum.
Or what were you doing?
I think it's, to me, it's a foghorn leghorn deal. In a way, they're doing a lot of chopping, but no chips are flying. Mm. And why? We'll see if they get better. Debbie's in Palo Alto.
Hey.
Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Oh, great. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
I've got one positive for Draymond and a positive for Jimmy.
Okay.
Just briefly, for Draymond, he is pure defense. All the opponents need to do is grab his shirt. You keep him from moving. He can't see where everybody is. And then he punches. He never does something unprovoked. And I think there should be a foul with grabbing people's clothes. Okay? Jimmy Butler, I'm very high on. I think people don't realize there was Jimmy before, and there's Jimmy now. And you know what? He had a big scare. The trade happened on, the last day?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he will come out the old Jimmy, and he will work hard. He carried the team to the East Coast Championship.
All right.
And I think he'll play great.
Yeah. Thanks, Debbie. There appreciate it. Oh, I don't think there's any doubt we're going to see the old Jimmy Butler.
I'm gonna give you a two. But dude, science has changed a whole lot. 35 ain't what it used to be back in your era.
Okay.
No, sure. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on, Stani.
Yeah.
35 is the new 25.
No, it isn't.
Steph had 37 last night on 100 shots. My man was jacking.
Somebody was saying, somebody made a comparison between this trade and like the Parrish and McHale trade. I actually think it's more like the Corey Maggette signing.
How so? Because I think that's disrespectful to Jimmy.
How so? The Golden State Warriors were taken by surprise when Baron Davis opted out of his contract.
I'll never forget.
He left the team hanging, and they made a desperation move and signed Corey Maggette, and it just didn't work. And I'm not comparing Maggette to Butler, but it just feels like excuse me, that kind of move to me.
Do you think Durant would be? Well, Durant couldn't be Baron Davis in this sense because he wasn't on the team. But, Steiny, again, I'll never forget. And I keep saying that. I went to bed thinking Kevin Durant was a Warrior. Like I'm mad at myself for that disappointment. But are you making that parallel? Like Durant in a crazy way is the Baron Davis because the Warriors thought they were getting him?
No, I'm saying it feels like a panic move.
A rebound.
Yeah, it feels like they – made a move because they felt like they had to make a move.
But for a better player.
Mm-hmm. An older, better player. And they extended him. They extended him. So now they're like, to me, until I see differently, I mean, they're going forward with this core for the next couple years.
I like it.
Okay. Coming up on the other side, we are giving away a shot at knockout. We're going to give away one of the spots in knockout on the next during the next segment. I see Tim in Raleigh. I see Dennis. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Jimmy Butler, do you guys? I know you hate the Maggette. It's not the player. I'm not saying Maggette's anything like Butler. I'm just saying feels a little bit like a little bit of a rush job. That's all. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was also brought to you by MB Jesse Painting. Jimmy Buckets!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.